Okay.
Hi, is William in?
This him?
Hello?
This is him.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, did you say you go by Shane?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, Shane, my name's Sam. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We actually, you know, got your web registration the other day. Just wanted to, you know, give you a call. Did you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Looked like you wanted some information on, you know, some of our programs. Just a couple quick basic questions before we get started, and, you know, I can answer any questions that you might have. What's the name of the business that you're with?
Backwoods Fire Pits.
We build fire pits.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, and then we had an address for you. It looks like it was a P.O. Box, 2302 in Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Our physical address is 2359 FM 130, East Springs, Texas.
2359. What was the rest of that?
FM 130, Farm Market Road 130.
Okay. And that's in Mount Pleasant?
Hughes Springs, Texas. It's right outside of Mount Pleasant.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And then what's the best number to reach you on? Is this the best one for you?
Yeah, that's the number I got.
Okay.
Work number now.
All right, I gotcha. And then we have the email address as backwoodsfirepits@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Nice. All right. So, you know, for the business, is it, what's the structure over there? Are you incorporated, LLC?
We're a sole proprietor. We're an individual. We have a shop at our house and build fire pits out there. We don't know, sell anywhere from 30 to 50 a month.
Oh, okay. How long you been in business?
About a year and a half.
Oh, nice. How's it going for you so far?
February 1st, 2015, actually, is when we started.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't get it.
Are you looking for some expansion?
Yeah, looking to expand a little bit and, you know, build up our inventory and buy some equipment and stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. Why don't you give me a rundown of what you're looking to do, and, you know, I'll point you in the right direction here.
Okay. As far as with the money?
Yeah.
Expand the shop probably another 30 feet, and then buy probably two more new welders, maybe an iron worker, and then beef our inventory up to where we're not having to build to order. Right now I build 20 or so a week, and those are gone most of the time. We do two shows a month, trade day shows.
Okay.
And we sell those out and take special orders, customize, stuff like that too. But try to beef our stock up a little bit, get the better position.
All right, I gotcha. Now, are you kind of seasonal in your sales? Do you see like a fluctuation with the season?
The only seasonal thing we have is we do get busier November, December than we do any kind of rest of the year, because people are buying these for Christmas gifts, but like Christmas tree gifts. And we have a spike in March and April because people are redoing their backyards and things like that, getting ready for summer around the pool and things like that. So those are our four biggest points. I wouldn't say they were seasonal, because we do sell, you know, 30 or 40 a month when we're not doing that. So in those months, we paid sell 50, or last December we sold 78 or 9 of them. So.
Okay. All right, and then, so do you have an idea of, you know, how much you were looking to borrow?
I'm looking at, I've got some capital and everything. I just don't want to drain that. I'm looking at, you know, $10, $15, $25.
Okay.
On a two or three year term. I don't want to really do the advancement deal. I want to do a long-term monthly payment.
Okay.
Yeah, I say long-term, I say three or 4 years.
All right. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
Got one at my local bank, and it's basically almost paid off. I owe $45 on it.
Oh, okay.
So that was to get started. And I thought it was supposed to be what y'all had to offer. Y'all sent some in the mail, so.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, just to give you an idea. Okay, actually, you know, a couple of questions just to see, you know, where you might fall in with it. What do you do for yearly gross revenue last year?
Last year we did about 78,000. We've already done close to 40 this year in 4 months.
Okay, so you're trending upward a little.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm expecting to do 110 to 120 this year.
Okay.
Like I said, it's just a part-time family business that we do at home. I have a full-time job. My wife has a full-time job. And we do this on the weekends on the side. But I do need, you know, to get better organized, some newer and more updated equipment.
Sure, yeah. It's always good. Always good to look to grow. Always good to look to grow.
Yeah, I may want to retire one of these days and just do this. It's my goal anyway.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Well on your way, well on your way. I'll tell you what, so how would you rate your personal credit? Is it fair, good, excellent? What's it looking like?
It's poor because me and my wife had a couple issues a year or two ago, and we've let things go. I've got four. I got five vehicles financed at my local bank, so I make good money at my daily job. So.
Okay.
And they're all current, all that. So I'm not one to borrow money and fly away.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we can do here. You know, the programs that we're probably looking at for this is going to be the working capital programs. They're primarily based on sales, so credit is just a small aspect of it. It usually isn't too much of a barrier to get you qualified. Now, to give you an idea of the way that it works is we're typically able to do around 10 to 15% of that top-line revenue that we would free up as unsecured cash. So if you're trending at 120 for this year, you'd be looking at around, like, you know, $12,000 available. You know, and if it goes on the high end, you know, maybe something around 15. Now, typically, those are going to be, it's going to be unsecured cash that would get deposited into the checking account, and then you'd get set up on a anywhere from 3 to 36 months, so 3 months to 3 years as far as the term goes. Now, the process would be we would get you approved for, you know, the largest amount possible and the longest term possible. And then from there, we would give you some options to see what makes the most sense for you. You can choose to take however much of that, you know, approval you'd like to use, and then choose the term.
Right. Gotcha. And so, $10,000 is fine. I just don't want to drain all my savings and all that trying to get this working, you know.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know,
I've got the sales there to support it. I'd really spare the money.
And just another nice little note about the program. If a lot of times, if you're going to be putting it toward, I know some of it's going to go toward expansion, some of it's going to go toward inventory. If you're able to turn the inventory over, you know, on a shorter cycle, you know, like you'd be able to choose the term. So if it matches up with, you know, turning the inventory over in a short period of time, you can choose a shorter term and not pay, you know, the extra interest for it.
Right.
And then one of the other nice things about it is it's a renewable source of working capital. So when you get halfway through the term, we open you up to being eligible for additional funding, longer terms at returning customer rates. So we kind of
build it up.
Yeah, we kind of call it, you know, a relationship-based bank. So once you develop a working relationship with us, you know, get on a good payment schedule, we're a little more flexible, open you up to some more cash and some longer terms. So it's a nice way to kind of establish a relationship, get your foot in the door, and, you know, if the terms that we're able to approve you for the first time make sense and you can make some money off of it, you can turn around and keep doing it. All right, so, you know, the next step, I think, would be to just, you know, straight out get you qualified, get you approved. So in order to do that, I would just need a one-page application.
Okay.
And then just a one-page application, and then we take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. So those three things, And then from there, we'll get you, you know, that the approval amount and the term length, and then you can choose what makes the most sense for you.
Okay. All right. Can you email me that application?
Yeah, so I will email it to thebackwoodsfirepits@gmail.com.
Sure.
Does that all sound like something you can get together pretty easily?
Yeah. Yeah, I can get it together next today or possibly tomorrow.
Okay, sure.
I've got
so
a show
what
tomorrow, so I've got,
oh, nice.
I'll try to get it done today. So.
Nice. Okay. You said you do, what, 2 shows a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you got one here at the beginning. Next one, what is it, midway through?
First Monday trade day in Kent, Texas, and third Monday trade day in McKinney, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Well, yeah, you know, I can keep this process as easy as possible for you. You know, it won't be very labor intensive for you here. All I need is the application and statements, and I'll give you some numbers and we can find something that makes sense.
Okay. Sounds good. Email it to me and I'll get on it.
All right. Perfect. And then on that email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Shane.
Yep.